Nolte, after year of anarchy, Portland's Democrat mayor squeaks take our city back. By John Nolte on April 26, 2021. The Democrat mayor of Portland is a feckless far-leftist named Ted Wheeler. And, after more than a year of the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorizing and destroying his city on an almost nightly basis, he is finally pretending he will do something about it. Words, 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 and weak ones at that. They want to burn, they want bash, sick, they want to intimidate, they want to assault, Mayor Ted Wheeler said Friday, while announcing the city would extend its state of emergency through Monday. If BLM leaders can show the courage to stand up to this mob, then we all should, said the mayor, singling out the self-described anarchist mob responsible for criminal intimidation and violence. Together we can make a stand, and take our city back. Lol. You will note that of course this gerbil of a man is praising Black Lives Matter, the very terrorist outfit causing much of the ongoing chaos and destruction. You will also note he does not use the word Antifa, the other group responsible for a year's worth of almost non-stop terrorism. So what's Mayor Gerbil's plan? First off, he wants citizens to snitch on one another. Our job is to unmask them, arrest them, and prosecute them, Wheeler squeaked. If you have any information, please contact the police. Question. Why haven't your police already used undercover operatives to infiltrate these groups to discover their identities? Oh, yeah, the city cut $16 million from the police budget. Second question. After a year of terrorizing your city, masked or not, why haven't these monsters already been arrested on the spot, identified, and prosecuted? Oh, yeah, Portland's installed a progressive justice system that works like a revolving door, which is why Portland is such an attractive target. No consequences. These terrorists whom Wheeler has appeased for so long, they have run out of municipal targets and just last week destroyed windows at the First Christian Church and Oregon Historical Society. Portland is a city under siege and only now, after a full year of terror, after cutting the police department's budget, after Wheeler has personally and frequently bashed the police to the point where he has joined the anti-police mobs, only after tying the police department's hands even as these terrorists began to drift into residential areas, only then does Mayor Gerbil claim he's going to unleash the police. Well, who are these police of whom he speaks? Could he possibly mean the demoralized and cratering Portland police? The same police department hemorrhaging veteran officers in an unprecedented way? Does Mayor Moron honestly believe the Portland police feel any loyalty to him or towards a city that has spent more than a year demonizing them? Does Mayor Moron honestly believe that even one police officer will get tough with these terrorists when he knows that if it's caught on video Mayor Gerbil will run to the TV cameras and sacrifice him to the mob? We all know what Wheeler's going to do, nothing. And we all know what Portland's moronic voters are going to do. Either re-elect him by a wide margin or another Democrat just like him. And I know what I'm going to do, continue to not spend even a single moment of my life worrying about people who are getting exactly what they voted for. What I will do, however, is continue to enjoy and appreciate life in rural Magaland, where people of all races live together in peace, where we all own guns and there's no gun violence crisis, where the water, air, and streets are clean and safe. Portland's doomed for only one reason. The people who live there have chosen to be doomed. That is not America's problem. That is not my problem. That is not your problem. That is Portland's problem. Now go out and enjoy your summer.